Hey there, good evening and stuff. My name is Eric. You're listening to Tip Tap Tip.
My name is Rochelle.
That's fantastic. Rochelle and I went on an adventure on the weekend. That's why we didn't do a show. We've been talking a lot about our driver's licenses. Being adults, we finally got around to it. Got a vehicle.
We got the fuck out of town.
Yep, got the registration sorted out Saturday morning. And decided that, hey, we have the means to do so. Let's go on the highway as brand new drivers.
And it was kind of scary.
It was scary. Well, the scary part is getting out of town, all right? Once you're on the highway...
No, but the scary part should be just getting on... Well, getting on, like, Deerfoot, the big road to get out of Calgary. I think that's scary.
Yeah.
But driving around in the city, like, we just need to practice more doing that. Eric.
Hey, I'm going to be doing a lot of that in the near future because I'm going to be doing that on the weekends and stuff when I'm hanging out with my dad and stuff like that. But it'll come. I really need to practice my parking, though. Fuck. I'm so bad at this shit.
I need to remember that when I go to the gas station that you need to put the gas cap back on again.
All these little...
And not leave the gas station with the gas cap still on.
There's a series of things that you learn, not only as a new driver, but as a first-time owner of any vehicle, is there's certain things you take for granted and don't really think about using until you actually need them. And case in point, Rochelle and I were leaving town. We decided, well, since we're leaving, we need to fill up on gas and maybe check our fluids and stuff like that. So we go to the full-service gas station, and we're helped by a teenage kid. So, like, with confidence, I say to this kid, fill it up and, can you check the levels? I'm like, all right, I sound like I know what I'm doing. And he goes, okay, sure, can you pop the hood? Fucking, I could not figure it out. Apparently.
And you're in the driver's seat. You're supposed to be able to figure that out. But then I ended up having to get out of the car and go around.
Fuck.
And then I couldn't do it. Neither of us could do it. We had to look in the manual. And then finally this little kid was like, here's the handle. Like, we knew where the handle was. We just didn't give it a hard enough of a yank, I guess.
Yeah. I guess you got to really do things to it.
Yeah, I was scared I was going to wreck it because it's just like a plastic thing.
I know. Jeez.
Yep.
So, yeah. That was something. But,
But we didn't die. We didn't get into an accident. I had to drive in rain and...
Darkness.
That was new. That was
interesting. I had to figure out how to do the windshield wipers and make the lights go on. All these little things. All these little things that you don't think about until you're actually confronted with all these dangerous scenarios. Like,
but I think a lot of that's just learning our vehicle, too.
Yeah, that's true. So we got there and we got back. That was fun. Edmonton's weird because it's an unfamiliar city to me. And all
but so was Calgary.
But
too,
all the main roads that I was going on were under construction.
But those are not main roads.
Or all the roads that I happened to go on to get to from where we were get to your parents' place where we were staying were all fucked up.
Yeah, but that's also because the Edmonton has this new road that goes they call it the Ring Road. It goes all around the whole city, which is an awesome concept. So you can get from one end of the city to the other faster instead of having to go through the city. And that has been under construction for the last couple of years. So that's the reason why, you know, the main part of the road is finished, but then I think some of the exits are changing it.
It's all fucked up. It's all fucked up, especially when you're driving into town. It's dark, it's raining. You're having to dodge pylons on this road, and
some of the lanes are blocked. Because remember when you were going to turn back because you missed the turn, and then you were going to turn, and then I was like, "Get in the turning lane," and you just listened to me, and I didn't realize that was the other lane going in the other direction.
Whoops. We made it, though.
Oops.
That's the most important part. We're here.
Yeah.
We're not.
I had fun driving. It was fun.
Yeah, I'm
but
still...
everybody goes way faster than the speed limit.
What the shit, people? Okay, let me just say this. Like, we were going the posted speed limit on the highway going from Edmonton to Calgary is 100.
Were you going 110 the whole time?
I was probably going around 115, 120, right?
Yeah, that's what I was doing too.
Depending, right? Everybody goes so fucking fast. And I just have to say this. What's the hurry? Really? What are you going to shave, like a couple minutes off your driving time? Just take it.
Oh, people brag about that. They're like, you know, I can drive to Edmonton in 2 hours instead of three. Well, good for you.
Well, have fun.
It's kind of a boring drive. It's super, it's all straight, but there's cops like everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you're going really like over the speed limit, you're totally going to get
stopped. One of the new novelties for the whole driving thing is, sounds so silly, is stopping in at restaurants on the way to your trip.
Yeah.
It's so novel. It's like, wow, we're going on an adventure. Let's stop halfway and go to McDonald's.
Yeah, but that was a bad idea.
That was a bad idea.
Oh, my goodness. I think that McDonald's, maybe they don't know how to make things right, because I've never felt that gross after eating McDonald's. Like, I know you eat at McDonald's, you feel gross, but not that gross.
Yeah, it's,
did you feel gross too?
Not from the McDonald's, probably from something else that we got on the trip. We went to while I was there, we went to some sort of a market, some sort of farmer's market type situation.
Oh, that was after.
Yeah, while we were still in Edmonton, right?
Yeah, but we ate that stuff when we got back to Calgary.
Yeah, and I was feeling it for the last 2 days, so.
Yeah, but that's just because we're too white and we ate spicy
Jamaican food.
Jamaican food.
Man, oh,
it's kind of like when we eat way too spicy Indian food, like it fucks us up because we're not used to it.
Yeah,
but
I love
the taste of it.
It was some. I would say that. Holy smokes! But yeah, we're looking forward to driving, and I'm sure you, the listeners, are looking forward to us shutting the fuck up about it, because that's all we've been talking about the last little while. It's either that or it's your Eurovision, and Eurovision isn't coming quickly enough, so you're going to have to put up with that for the next little while. Quickly, we have a website. Go to that, tiptaptip.com.
What? We have a website?
It's a thing.
Holy shit,
we do.
I didn't know that.
We do. You go there.
What can you do on the website? Why would I want to go check it out?
I don't know. I don't know why anybody wants to listen to this fucking show. But if you happen to, if you've been hitting the hammer a number of different times, dropped in your head, or just being fucking weird, you might want to go to our website, tiptaptip.com. There you can comment on each and every episode. Visit the episode links, which we do talk a lot about. You know, if we were playing any clips or videos or whatever. We always put the links up for those. And you can also listen to this show live when we do it live, which is Wednesdays and Sundays, 8:30 p.m. Calgary time. There's a countdown timer for you. If you don't know what the time is, you'll find out.
My arms are sore.
Oh, yeah, because you went to the exercising, right?
Yeah, and I'm trying to, you know, like do 20 reps on each machine.
Yeah.
And now my arms feel like jello and I can't move them.
That's how it works. Which machine? Rochelle went to the gym.
I did all of them.
So you did like the pull down machine?
Yeah.
You did the legs machine?
I did everything. Said that.
Which one did you like the best?
None.
Okay. Which one did you hate the least?
The one where you sit down and you push yourself back.
Oh, the legs?
The legs,
yeah.
Yeah,
that one's pretty cool.
That one's the easiest because my legs are really strong.
Yeah, you're like a centaur or something like that. Or whatever. Toot from Hercules.
What?
With a strong...
I'm not half horse.
With a strong goat legs or whatever.
I'm sure you've noticed that I'm not half horse.
What?
Because if I was half horse, I could run fast.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't.
You can't with those stupid little legs of yours.
Yeah. I think I'm half hobbit.
All right. Well, that's not that bad, right?
Yeah, because I don't grow hair on my feet, so.
Well, thank goodness.
I'm just short.
And if you did, I'd make you shave it.
Oh, sick.
Or curl it, whatever.
Like, oh, Hermit. Rochelle, your feet are a stubbly again.
Rochelle, come on. It's the middle of the night. I don't want to feel your stubbly, stupid feet. Scrape.
Gross. Stop
Scrape.
It.
Yep. So this is, I'll say this. This is kind of breaking news. This actually happened a couple of minutes before we did the show. I remember a while back I mentioned that Steve Jobs, founder of Apple, had stepped down for medical reasons.
Yeah.
He has passed away this evening, unfortunately.
Whoa.
Yeah, I guess I guess the his medical,
I didn't know his medical reasons were that bad.
Well, he had cancer several years back, and then he had various medical issues involving his liver and stuff like that. But I guess he's doing a lot rougher than people thought. It says here, Apple co-founder Steve Jobs has died at age 56, the company announced today. He'd stepped down in late August to deal with the effects of an unspecified illness. He'd been treated earlier from pancreatic cancer. He was first diagnosed in 2004. Jobs' storied career marked a remarkable series of twists and turns from a meteoric rise in the late 1970s and 80s to a bleak nadir in the 1990s, followed by his ascent to the status of tech guru. Described by some as arrogant, temperamental, and brutally honest about employee performance, Jobs was known and respected for his business acumen and an almost mystical ability to predict where tech trends are headed. So, here we go.
Let's have a moment for Steve Jobs.
Sound that may make computer makes when it starts up. I didn't have that ready. But yeah, I don't know that because I was putting the show together and then, you know, I'm checking Twitter all of a sudden. It's like, Steve Jobs passed away. I'm like, what the shit? I'm like, all right. So I didn't think that was happening because, well, yesterday they announced like the new iPhones and stuff like that. So I'm like, all right. He wasn't on stage, of course, obviously. A lot sicker than people thought.
Yeah.
So we'll see how this pans out.
Does he have any kids and stuff?
I don't know. I'm sure he must, but that completely, well, what can you say? All I can say is...
You can't assume that he does.
Yeah, he must
not
have.
Not everybody does.
Michelle really likes her iPad, so there's the legacy right there. Actually, I'm very happy. It's interesting to see you interact with a computer like that, because it's like the first... I don't know.
I think you just like it because then I don't talk to you as much.
No. It's not that. Well, no, I like seeing you use
You're like,
it.
Okay, hi Eric. How's your day? Okay, awesome. I gotta go play solitaire.
No, I actually like seeing you use it and like, you know, and stuff like that. And
really?
Because it's not a computer you hate, right? It's a computer they actually don't mind using for whatever reason, right?
Yeah.
Because they have my laptop, which we do this show on, and you know, you use it when you need to use it, right? But that's really about it. You need to print shit out when you need to do other things, and really that's about it, right?
Yeah.
Now that we got this iPad, really you don't touch this thing that much, really.
Yeah, but it also, you know, I used to just grab your iPhone and play games on there, and now I don't do that anymore.
You don't at all. And that...
But we've had a few nerd out moments, Eric, where I was on the iPad and you were on your iPhone, and...
I try and minimize that.
Like, that's pretty nerdy.
Because I see you on the couch on the iPad, I'm like, and I really want to use my phone. And then I'm like, oh, are we going to be one of those couples?
Well, at least we're not playing World of Warcraft together.
I'm like, is this, are we?
Or should we?
No. If I pick up my iPhone and start like checking things and fucking around with it, is that going to be like a turning point for our relationship where it just becomes weird? Like, where we just don't even talk to each other. We just send each other, like, text messages and back and forth. Go.
Text messaging from couch to couch.
Can you stir the pot? The pasta is burning. Something like that. Bleep, boop. Pot turned. Bleep, bleep.
Do you think someday in the future they're going to install, like, texting or phoning into your head so that you don't even have to, like, you're just always connected? Because it seems like that's the way things are going. Everybody's always connected right now.
Yeah. Maybe. I could see. I was reading this article a while back, maybe a few weeks ago, where they're doing some research into the brain, like, and they're finding a way where they can show what the brain is thinking. So, if like, for instance, like, you know, if. Like, you know, say if I'm looking at like a movie poster, right? Like a still image, right? And they somehow hook up these things to your brain so that it will kind of show what you're thinking about. Like, it, obviously the technology is very crude, right? So it's not a clear picture at all.
Kind of like Clockwork Orange.
No, I mean, it's like,
they like put those things in your eyeballs so that your eyelids stay open?
No, it's not. It's like hooked up to your brain. It's recording what your brain is kind of
visual.
Yeah,
that's what Clockwork Orange does.
Yeah, I've seen the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like I see these pictures and
and then they see that the picture is stimulating your entertainment section of your brain or something.
Let me just bring it up here so you can have a look at it.
What if they like they could probably tell if you're a pervert then?
Here we go.
So, did you hear what I said?
Maybe if all you're viewing is pictures of dicks, right?
Yeah. No, if that's all that you're thinking about is, I'm sure there's some part of your brain that shows that.
So you can see, like, I'm just looking in the article here, and you can see, like, I'm not going to press play on this clip, but you can kind of see from the still image, like, how it's seen, like, this clip of this bird, and it's kind of presented, like, it's a really rough shape, like, that it's...
Oh, yeah.
That you can kind of see.
You can't really tell.
Yeah, unless you're comparing it to the original image, right?
Yeah.
But it's pretty interesting that it's getting that just from the... brain activity. Neat, huh? Fascinating.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, so that's that.
Brains are kind of weird.
Brains are weird?
Brains are totally weird.
How so?
Just like, when you just look at it by itself, it's just a big pile of mush.
Yeah, it's a very important pile of mush.
You know, like in that movie where that guy eats a brain...
Oh, you're talking about the, I know which one you're talking about. The, Hannibal Lecter one, right?
Yeah.
That was fucked.
Yeah, because he could eat the frontal part of the brain.
Yeah.
And the dude was still alive, and he was feeding himself his own brain. That's fucked! You can eat your own brain!
Well, I don't plan on eating, so I was
very... I know, but say, for instance, if you're stranded somewhere, you know, you could... Well, it would be hard to cut open your skull, though.
I would, if I was stranded somewhere, there'd be a number of different things that
like
I would eat.
Like, what part of your body would you eat first?
Well, not the brain, all right?
Would you eat your dick?
No.
Your toe?
I could lose a toe or two.
I don't think there's very much meat on your toes, though.
Well, it's like a chicken wing, right? Basically.
No, it's like, feel it. Toes are just all bones.
I know what my toes are like. I don't need to go feeling them. You know,
your ass.
There's a lot of meat on that.
Yeah.
I could
get a good flank steak out of your bum.
Yeah, exactly. Just throw a Band-Aid over that. I'll be good. Or three or five or whatever.
Sick.
What? You were the one who brought it up. I didn't even go in this direction. All of a sudden, you're just talking about eating brains and eating my ass.
Well, that's just the only part. That's the only time I've seen a brain is in that movie.
All right.
It's not like they show that on the Surgery Channel.
Have they shown that? I remember seeing
I've only seen them remove, like, on the Surgery Channel. The only one I remember was when they removed, were doing a breast reduction, and they removed, like, 5 pounds of tit from this lady. It was gross. Boobs are gross. They're just big things of fat.
Yeah, generally, that's what they are, right? Big, fun, awesome things of fat.
You know what I think would be a job where you just wouldn't want to tell anybody what your job was?
What?
If you're like a liposuctionist.
Never know.
Like, so what do? I suck fat out of people.
I wouldn't be ashamed if that was my profession. I just, you know, I don't it, right?
I know, but it would be so gross. Like, you work a vacuum cleaner that sucks fat out of people.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick.
Somebody has to do it, right?
Yeah.
You were hit on today at the gym. Right?
It wasn't at the gym. It was on my way to the gym.
What's been happening, Rochelle?
Dude, this is the same dude I told you. I swear, it's the same dude that hit on me before in the parking lot of Safeway.
Yeah.
He's got to be like 18 or 20 or something. He looks super young.
And he wants a piece of Rochelle, huh?
I don't know.
Always saying hi.
It's just kind of weird. I told you, I think he just wants his sugar mama because he's a teenager and...
Hmm.
He looks like a teenager.
What did he say this time? What was his opening line?
Like, I was in the gym door, and he opened up the door, and he's like, hey, I like the way you look, or something like that. Or I think you're pretty, or something, I don't know. And then I just said to him, like, I never know what to say, so I just say, no thank you, no thank you.
No thank you. You're very nice. No thank you! No! No, thank you. No. Leave me alone.
Well, because the thing is, like, if you be nice to them back, like, if you're like, oh, thanks, that's so nice, thank you so much, that's such a sweet compliment or whatever, then they just keep on talking to you, and if you just have to, like, turn them down right away.
What you do is
right off the bat. No, thanks.
You adjust your glasses and just make sure that
I wasn't wearing my glasses.
Or scratch your nose, whatever, and make sure he sees that ring, right? Go, oh, scratch, scratch, scratch. Oh, boy, my nose is itchy. Ring, 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 ring.
No, but people don't notice that.
Really?
Because my wedding band is not a big fucking, my wedding band is not a traditional solid gold wedding band. It's a little bit different.
Yeah.
And then my engagement ring is opals, which is not diamonds. So if they see, like, you know, your traditional solid gold wedding band and diamond engagement ring, then they know.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
All right, so.
And I don't even know if I wear my rings on the right hand.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Whatever. Speaking of...
And it sounds so dumb just to be like, I'm married!
I'm married!
Because then it sounds like the only reason why I'm not interested is because I'm married, which is dumb and not true.
It's because you love me so much.
Yeah.
Yeah! Yeah! Woo! That's what I like to hear. Here's somebody who knows a thing or two about guys.
Hi, I'm Catherine. I wrote the book, The Single Girl's Guide to Meeting European Men. France traditionally celebrates All Saints' Day on November 1st. So I thought us single girls could create our own holiday called All Frenchmen's Day. In honor of this new holiday, let's go to our representative, best known as the Buff Frenchman. What can a single girl say to impress a Frenchman?
A Frenchman would be always happy to hear "tu es très mignon."
Tu es très mignon.
Très mignon.
Très mignon. Yeah. What?
Try a little bit harder, lady. Come on. Yeah. Très mignon.
What does that mean, by the way?
It means you are very attractive.
Oh. I'm practically fluent now.
It means threesome?
It means I want to, how you say, get up in them guts. yes. Yes.
Yeah, right. What do Frenchmen think of traveling girls?
Oh, it's always a mystery.
How you say easy prey?
How you say free pussy?
Yeah. ils sont là pour l'aventure. It's always fun. Et ils sont toujours ici pour avoir du bon temps. Don't you think?
I love Europe. I hardly understood a single word he said, but whatever it was, it.
But that's okay. I just want some French cock.
Was awfully charming. At first, it can be really hard to understand an English-speaking Frenchman. But after just a little while, you should be able to decipher the words cloaked in his beautiful language. In the meantime, I Love Europe is always a good comeback. At least, it's worked for me. Now let's go back to our French hottie. Hopefully, I'll be able to understand him.
What's your best memory of single girls visiting France?
What's up?
This is one time, you know, drink the wine and then we touched the titties and then we went out onto the French Riviera and I banged her hard.
And, she let me go, how you mean? In the back. It's the French way. It's the French way.
Always here to have fun, and so it make easier for us to get to know each other and to have a good time.
Well, let's go to France. Before we say au revoir, there is another stunner who would like to say something. Let's let him.
What about a holiday for us American guys? You know, we're charming and handsome, too.
Okay, I love you guys.
Yeah, that could be the subject of your next book. We could get started on the research right now.
Sounds good to me. Well, I guess November 1st is now all French and American Men's Day. What can I say? The more men, the merrier.
For like
the 411 on European Man Me.
What's her name again?
Catherine Chloe Cahoon.
My name is Catherine, and I like to have at least four men on me at the same time.
Yes, I'm sure you do.
One from all from a different country.
Oh my goodness! Well, she keeps us entertained, right?
Yeah,
well, that's what we have.
Are you European? Give me a call.
Oh dear. This was a story. I guess Calgary. We're getting up there in the world. Calgary is the place where we live and we broadcast this show out of. The Lingerie Football League, I guess it's a thing, is adding 5 more Canadian teams in time for its 2012 season, including...
Okay, sorry. What is the lingerie football team?
Well, let me explain...
Females in lingerie or male football players in lingerie?
It is females in lingerie playing football.
Playing football? Are you kidding me?
I'm not joking.
So dumb. All the lingerie is just going to get torn off. Oh, well, sorry. I guess that must be the point.
Well, that's a very... Yeah, Rochelle's just looking at a small picture there. Can't really see what's going on. But yeah, I guess it's a thing in the States. I've heard of it. A number of cities have it. And now, I guess we're so big that Calgary, Alberta, Canada is now getting it. Joining Toronto in its inaugural season for the LFL Canada will be Calgary, Vancouver, Edmonton, Quebec City, and Montreal. The Canadian teams will have a 12-week season, culminating in the first Canadian Lingerie Bowl on the eve of the 2012 Grey Cup. November.
Do you want me to do that, Eric?
What?
You want me to play lingerie football? Is that why you're reading this article? This is like your hint to me?
Oh, yeah. Are you not getting it? Are you not...
Somewhere have like a secret lingerie jersey for me?
We have that... made right now, getting made. has word skilling on the back.
Nice.
Number one.
Can I have tip tap tip written on my ass cheeks?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay.
Be fantastic. So I don't know what to think about this.
I think it's silly. And I'm not really a big fan of football. And I think that
more silly than roller derby? Really? When you think about it?
Yeah, it's probably equally. I guess that's how I can relate to it. Would be like, yeah, it's like roller derby. But the thing is, in roller derby, you don't have to wear lingerie. You can wear whatever the fuck you want to wear, right?
I suppose. You're still wearing.
You don't have to.
No.
I mean, just because that movie that we watched with...
You watched.
Those chicks on it, in it, I mean... Those girls were wearing, like, short shorts and all that kind of stuff, but I don't think that it's like that normally. Not that I would know, because I've never been to one.
So I can make a...
But now that we have a car, I can go.
So there's no way I can make a feminist case for lingerie football? No?
Yeah, you can make a feminist case for anything, right? Like,
yeah.
These women have great bodies, they're showing off, like... Their muscles and stuff, and it's
they're doing
exerting,
what they want.
Exerting strong, independent women because they're doing what they want, and they're showing that they're good and tough, that they can play at a man's game.
So I'm gonna
without very much padding, not as much as a man would wear.
So I'm gonna support this team by paying for tickets and showing up at their game.
Sure.
That's how I support equal opportunities for women in sports. Yeah. I'm doing my part. Help eliminate the patriarchy and help even the fucking field when it comes to women playing sports.
Hope that some tits might fall out.
If it happens, it happens. All right?
But, you know, women should be able to go topless, too, because men do. Right? You like that one, too, right?
Equal rights. Now. Yes. There we go. I'm liking this feminism, Rochelle. It's working out for guys pretty good.
Yeah.
So what you're saying, women, is that you want to go work and it's totally cool if I stay home and raise the kids? Okay.
What, because you think that's easier?
No, I'm not saying it's easy, but I like that there's another option.
Yeah.
Hey, what the fuck? I can push around the vacuum cleaner and change some diapers.
Oh yeah, because that's all you do, right?
That probably
would be all you do. And then I come home from work and nothing would be cleaned except for the center of our room.
of our house because that's the only area that you vacuum.
Microwaved hot dogs all again, Eric? Yeah. Fuck!
All my laundry would be shrunk because you'd put everything in the dryer. My whites wouldn't be clean because you put that in with the colors. Let me see what else there'd be, Eric. You go grocery shopping and all you'd buy would be hash browns and ketchup and hot dogs.
Don't forget.
And Pepsi.
Don't forget salsa.
And salsa.
They're not just hot dogs. They're special dogs. I put salsa on them. Mexi dogs.
See, so I'm not really going to let you be the housewife because you would fucking suck at it.
I think I would make an excellent housewife.
No, you wouldn't.
I think I'd be fantastic.
No, you wouldn't. You want to prove it to me? You can start. Okay, I'm going to stop doing everything and you can start doing it. You can go grocery shopping. You can, like, you do all that shit starting right now.
Well, I'm just saying that.
See, you don't want to. Eh?
What am I?
Eh?
I'm just saying.
You can start by washing the bed sheets.
I have washed bed sheets before.
And cleaning the bathroom.
I've cleaned the bathroom before.
Yeah, before. This doesn't mean that you do it always. Fuck.
I will do it. I will clean.
I think you're like, I think your house, like, what's it called? House. I think you're housekeeper handicapped.
See, here's the trick, Rochelle. This is how you get me to clean the house.
I know what the trick is, Eric.
What's the trick? Tell me. Here's what you do. I'll tell you exactly what you
do. Okay, what?
You tell me that people are coming over every day. All right? Oh.
Hey, okay. Eric, people are coming over tomorrow. Clean up right now.
I'm like, oh, man, I don't want people to see our fucking piece of shit place. It'll look fantastic.
Whatever.
It's like,
it will look fantastic up to a point, right? Like, if you look in the corners, there'll still be cat fur there.
Oh, okay. We'll do it.
See, because you don't do the corners.
I try my best.
Okay, let's stop talking about this. We could talk about this forever. And also, when you wash pans, like, don't you have any arm muscles? Seriously.
Look at these fucking guns. Look at these guns. Of course I have them.
Fucking scrub that shit, man.
I do.
Scrub it. Harder.
Scrub it.
Harder.
Okay. I'm just saying that it would be...
No.
Hey.
No.
Fine.
I thought maybe at one point that might be okay. But I changed my mind.
You went back on that, huh? You're like, I've seen the way he does things. And that is...
It would drive me crazy. It would drive me so crazy. I'd have to come home and, like, redo everything that you just finished doing. Because that's what I do already.
All right. this is an interesting story coming all the way out of England. Actually,
All the way out of England.
All the way across the pond.
So far.
A schoolgirl was locked up yesterday for her part in a family plot to kill her grandfather and steal her inheritance early. This is interesting.
That's like old-time radio story.
Yeah, this is crazy, though. The 16-year-old had scoured the internet with her 49-year-old mother, 19-year-old brother, and his 17-year-old girlfriend using Google search phrases such as, quote, the easiest way to kill an old person, quote. All right.
Wow, that's so dumb. Do they track the internet?
Well, that's how they caught these people, right? They hatched plans and carried out a savage attack on the 89-year-old dementia sufferer using bricks in plastic bags. That's fucked.
Oh, sick.
The girl's 14-year-old sister also helped the attack. This whole family is fucked. All right. Computers seized from the family home revealed Google searches, including: if you hit someone across the back of the head with a brick, will they die or just get a bruise?
Oh.
And.
That's fucked.
And easiest way to kill an old person.
Wow, Google is totally stupid proof, eh? So if we were to punch those things into Google, like just out of curiosity to would we get arrested?
I don't know, and I don't want to try it out.
Would the FBI show up at our apartment?
Somebody would knock
door.
At our door and go, yeah, about the internet thing you've been searching. I don't know, and I don't want to try. As the grandfather stepped out of his bungalow, he was set upon by his grandson and then hit by his granddaughters. Surprisingly, this 89-year-old didn't die. There were further searches for, can you kill someone with a punch? dangerous drugs for the elderly, and if you hit someone across the back of the head with a brick, will they die? All right.
So is that what they ended up doing? Like,
yeah, well, yeah, it showed, the article showed pictures of this guy's head, is all fucked up, but he didn't die, so. After the alleged attack.
Oh, now they're totally out of the inheritance. They're not getting anything.
Yeah, they're getting shit. They all fucked up. He's going to give it to his dog.
Fuck you.
He's going to give it to his dog, and everyone else can go fuck themselves.
Yeah, or donate it to a charity.
First of all, he's 89. You can't hold out for a few more years, people. He's not.
Yeah, but he could live to be like 100.
Still.
That's like 10 more years.
These people are just sound like a bunch of assholes.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, but I guess the problem was the mother was purchasing things for her daughter using credit under the assumption that the grandfather would be dying soon and then that she'd be getting the inheritance money, right?
Oh, this is the stupidest thing ever.
I know.
To count on money you don't even have yet.
Yeah.
How dumb is that?
Well,
Oh, I'll just use my credit card until I win the lottery, maybe.
Yeah, well, it's about as dumb as...
Or until I get a new job, I'll just, live off of credit. That's fucking dumb.
Yeah, well, it's about as dumb as searching for how to kill old people on the internet. and then having the police come to your computer, look at your history. Duh.
I didn't know about that whole history thing for the longest time.
Yeah. So. Well, people... There's no patience. No patience, I say. Do you have any stories? Anything you'd like to share? Any weird stories involving?
No, I don't.
Anything else?
Was I supposed to have weird stories?
Maybe. Maybe you were. Do you? Well, if you don't, maybe our audience does. And if they do, they can send them to info@tiptaptip.com. I'm going to try this.
Oh, because I already told... Well, I told... people about how when I went to the gas station and then I filled up and then I this is a weird gas station because it's a Superstore one, you put your debit card in first and then you can't actually start filling up until you've actually pre-authorized a payment for up to X amount of dollars, right? But because we don't know our car yet, I don't know how much it takes to fill up our car. Like, I think it's about $30 for half a tank.
Yeah,
right?
It's about $60 to fill up the tank from scratch.
Yeah. Okay. So I just put in up to $30.
Yeah.
And then it takes the payment out.
Yeah.
And then you put gas in. So if you put in too much money,
fuck you.
Then, fuck you. Like, you're not getting anything back.
Basically, right?
That's so dumb.
Yeah.
Well, no. So it ended up filling up to $29.50.
Nice.
So. I don't know. I'm assuming that is including GST. It would be 30.
Something like that.
Because it just stopped. Yeah. And then, so because I was trying to figure this out, I forgot to put the gas cap on. And I just totally left everything open. And then I started driving back. And I was driving. And I was listening to Paul Simon. And I had it cranked. And it was kind of the bass was shaking the car a little bit.
Yeah, our stereo is pretty rad, I have to say.
Yeah, it is pretty rad. So this guy in front of me, looks out of his window at me, and he does this thing that looked like turn the dial down.
And you're like, oh.
Or turn the dial up. And I was like, yeah, this song is awesome. I should turn it up. And then I was like, oh, maybe he's telling me to turn it down. I didn't even think about that because the song's so good. I just thought.
The song's fucking awesome. Yeah.
And then, at the next light, these people behind me, they honk their horn at me and they were waving at me and stuff. And I look out my window.
You wave back, you're like, hi, how's it going?
I look out my window at them and they're like, your gas cap is off. And I was like, oh shit. Cause I'm on a busy road. It's not like I can, at first I was like, okay, the light's still red. Maybe I can jump out of the car and quickly do it. But I don't know how much longer the light's going to be red anymore.
Yeah, you
right?
don't want
to. So I just, I was like, okay, thanks. And then I pull up to the next stoplight. People beside me are like, your gas cap is
off.
Yeah,
I fucking know.
And I'm like, yeah, thanks. And I turn, and then, finally I was able to turn onto a residential road and put the gas cap on.
Like a smarty.
So fucking embarrassing. But I guess, sometimes, you just forget stuff.
Yeah. It happens.
Well, and also, it's my first time filling up gas ever.
Yeah.
Because you filled it up the other time.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that one.
And then the other time, the dude filled it up. So.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a new world. That's my story.
All right, it's fantastic, Rochelle.
Yeah, it's a good one, hey?
Yeah. You know, the last show we talked about.
And then I have. Can I say something else?
Sure.
Superstore is fucking nuts.
Oh yeah.
You know, like, I'm sorry. It's okay. The prices are awesome, all that kind of stuff, but it is so fucking big.
I've never been there, actually.
It's overwhelming, Eric.
I want to go.
There's so much stuff, and it's hard to compare prices because there is so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Next time we'll go together.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's so crazy. Stuff you don't is- even, you shouldn't even go, like, you should, I think the, what the trick is, you don't even go to any into any of the aisles unless there's something on your list
that you specifically
that you
need.
Specifically need to go into that aisle, because that's, you know, I wanted to check out every single aisle. Yeah. So of course, well, I didn't even do that. I didn't even go into the clothing section or the home section or anything.
Nice.
Except for the bed sheets.
Oh, great. We got bed sheets.
And then when I went up to the till, the lady was like, "Oh, I'm sorry. Like, I don't mean to sound rude or anything, but you look kind of pissed off." And
she said this to you.
Something like that. I'm not sure if she used the word pissed off.
Yeah.
And I just looked at her and I was like, "Oh, no, it's my first time in this store." And you kind of get into this like robotic state when you've been in there for too long.
Yeah.
You know, where you're not.
How long
really,
were you there for?
I don't know. I got, you know, like, it's a big store and you kind of get lost and stuff. And then you want to look at everything, and
mm-hmm.
long enough.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
remember last week I was talking about Dancing with the Stars. Nancy Grace is on there, and apparently her tit was flapping out.
Yeah, right? I don't know why you think she's so hot.
Because
really?
I,
you want to suck on those tits?
No, because it's
sick.
Because I hate her so much. It's there's a fine line between.
Well, so you want to do it the French way?
Like, I just, it's like, it'd be like a hate fuck.
Oh.
It's like, I hate everything you stand for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You and Mel Gibson, right?
What?
Yeah, what?
I don't want to fuck Mel Gibson.
But you don't like him?
No, but, and I also don't hate him enough.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Bad analogy. You and,
Vin Diesel.
All right, there we go.
Yeah, I hate him.
Your movies are stupid.
They are.
Fuck me harder. You piece of shit. Stop making fucking dumb movies, you fucking...
Yeah.
Fucking house for
we know you like to drive fast cars and you have muscles, okay?
Your stupid body's just a house for that fucking cock, all right? Keep on fucking, you piece of shit. Don't make dumb movies. Just fuck.
Okay, maybe do you want to fuck him? Is that...
No, no.
Oh, okay.
I like his movies.
Oh. Because obviously they're made for men.
Yeah. I think he's kind of cool. He plays Dungeons and Dragons.
What is Dungeons and Dragons? Is that the one where...
Like the role-playing game, like the dice and shit like that. Like you make up and...
And you paint, like dungeon- those, you paint those little people and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to paint the little people.
No, apparently he's really into that. Like hardcore.
Yeah, but I just, like, if you play it, does that mean that you have to paint the little people yourself?
You don't have to. Like, it's...
Because if I just wanted to paint the little people...
You could just do that and not play the game.
Okay.
You could just get the little lead figurines.
That would be so cute.
And paint them.
I'd make them wear polka dot suits and stuff.
Sure. Polka dot armor.
Yeah.
I'm sure your guy would be awesome when he's fighting dragons and shit. So anyways, yeah, Dancing with the Stars. Nancy Grace was on there last week. Tip hop, so whatever, no big deal. But Argentina has their own version of Dancing with the Stars. And now, listeners, you'll have to be patient, because I wanted to play this clip. And although it's not going to sound like much, I implore you, when the show is over, you should check out the episode links so you can see this ridiculousness in all its video glory. Now, this is, like I said, the Argentina version of Dancing with the Stars, and it's
not a super long clip though, right? Because they can't understand it.
No, we'll you kind of explain what's going on as it's playing, right? Maybe I'll turn down the volume so we can kind of do that.
Maestro, vamos.
two ladies laying on a bed in some sort of like Greek gown. And
now one of those is a dude.
Oh. She's doing some Beyonce moves. Whoa. She just mooned everybody. Dude's wearing a toga. Keeps on bending over and showing her ass.
That's how they do it in Argentina.
Oh, he takes off the
panties.
Part of clothing that was actually covering her butt, and now she's just wearing a thong.
Oh, there's her tits.
Oh, and then her bikini pops open and her tits are hanging out. Well, the chick is naked, man.
Basically, right?
Dude is wearing a gold little bathing suit, and the girl is just has gold things covering her nipples, basically. Whoa, now she's riding him like a horse. Whoa, now she's basically under him, and they're basically like mock fucking. Whoa, now the dude's bathing suit thing comes off, and he's wearing a string bikini. This is like a strip show.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, right? No!
Whoa, dude looks like she's sitting on his face, and then
poor night.
She's laying on him, straddling him, and then he pours wine all over her. Whoa, and now her what?
There goes her bottom.
And then her thong came off. Chick is naked in the end.
Well, that's how they that's how they do it in Argentina, dude.
Are you serious? Because the announcer dude kind of looked like he was like, what?
He's like, I don't know.
That's, wow.
Yeah.
That's like real TV in Argentina?
Well, you know, other countries don't have the modesty issues that we have when it comes to showing any sort of skin when it's on TV. I guess in Argentina, tits and ass and pussy are totally fine. Well, that guy
Just no cock, right?
Well, who knows? I don't know. Maybe they're in another dance, there's a big cock flapping about doing a helicopter or windmill or whatever. I don't know.
Oh my goodness. That's so funny. It's funny how people interpret shows from different countries, hey?
Yeah, exactly. This was an interesting story I read. A Welsh man who caught the attention of rapper Snoop Dogg by growing an 85-pound rutabaga. What is a rutabaga? Do we ever eat those? I can't remember.
No. But that's so weird, because I was thinking about getting one, because they're actually kind of yummy fresh.
They're like a squash, right? Is it?
No, they're like kind of in between like a potato and a turnip.
Okay, so they're starchy things. Right?
Yeah, but you can eat them raw.
Okay. So this guy grew an 85-pound rutabaga. I saw the picture of it. It's fucking huge. Says he has accepted the Stars offer, accepted the offer for free concert tickets. Ian Neal, 68 years old, received a YouTube shout out from Snoop Dogg after he plucked the gargantuan vegetable from his garden last month. Snoop Dogg says, "Man, I want to tell you something. When I do my show in Cardiff, I want you to come backstage and see me, because I do vegetation myself. And I want to know your secret," the rapper said in the video. "So, Ian Neal, come and see your boy, Snoop Dogg. I've got two tickets for you when I get to town. You dig?" Neal said he was honored by the offer from the rapper to attend his October 8th show at Cardiff's Motorpoint Arena. "I've never heard of him. I'm a country and western man," Neal said.
He's not going to like it.
The grower, who's been producing oversized veggies for 30 years, says he initially planned to decline the offer, but he was convinced otherwise by a coworker. "She nearly wiped the floor with me. So we're going to go along together," he said. Neal said he'd be happy to
share. Oh, he's going to get on a date because of Snoop Dogg.
Neal said he'd be happy to share his techniques with Snoop Dogg. "You shouldn't let secrets go to the grave," he said. When you get to a show, we all talk about how we plant them and what liquid feed we use. So, there we go. So he's going to be sharing his horticultural secrets for Snoop Dogg, who's also interested in...
I think this is what we should call the show.
In the Bomb.
In the Bomb.
Okay. That's exactly what we'll call it.
From the chat.
Yeah, that's our only comment from the chat from our one of the more multiple comments in the thing.
You totally suck.
Slow night. People talk about Steve Jobs. That's why everybody's out. Right?
Sure.
Talking about things.
Bananas.
And bananas. Let me talk to you about bananas, Rochelle.
What?
They're so tasty. They're yellow. They're so good.
And
when they go bad,
because we descend from apes, we like them.
And when they go bad, you just freeze them and make banana bread later, right?
Yeah, but you don't do that.
I don't do that, but I do put them in the freezer.
Yeah, but you don't ever make banana bread.
Because I don't.
See, crappy housewife.
I'm bad at baking.
What kind of bitch are you?
I'm a bitch who's really shitty at baking. Is that a bitch? Is that a thing? I'm a baking bitch. Baking.
You're a chocolate eating bitch.
I'm an asshole.
I can't do any baking because there's never any chocolate chips because somebody has his little fucking fingers in there all the time, taking them
I don't know
and who, eating them all the time.
I don't know who you're
and
talking
And I even buy the super fucking big bag of chocolate chips, but yet there
you know
seems
what happens
to never when, be any in there.
You know what happens when you keep chocolate in the house?
Yeah, well, how am I supposed to make cookies and banana bread if there's no chocolate chips?
Hide it and don't tell me where it is.
I
did better. I like
wow, that. you're like a magnet, but your tongue is like attracted to chocolate.
Wow. Ah. Well, I guess no chocolate cookies.
No chocolate cookies. That was a plan tonight. Unless you run out to Safeway and buy some chocolate chips.
But Safeway's outside.
Yeah. Ooh.
One last clip before we get out of here, Rochelle. Sound good? Here's a kid who doesn't know when to shut up. And when to...
That sounds like Eric.
Yeah.
But not. You never...
Enhancement pills or body oil or DVDs or anything. So.
But that is what Connor Wellahan got in the mail instead of the new barrel he had ordered for his paintball gun.
It wasn't like I ordered a brush and I got a comb. It was he ordered a barrel for a paintball gun and he got nail enhancement stuff in the mail. So... 14-year-old kid.
Inside the package, a DVD for men only, boxes of Viagra, and performance-enhancing oils.
First, it was like, I guess it was embarrassing because I was opening it up in front of my mom. You know, and then my brother was also standing right next to me.
Connor ordered the barrel online from the site paintball.com, which is believed to be based in Vancouver, Washington. The package seems completely legitimate. The Wellahan's name and paintball.com both on it.
There was no packing slip in the box. There were just these items and a bag with somebody else's name on it.
The label on that bag says ship to Tokyo. So when you connect the dots...
I got this. Some guy in, Tokyo has my barrel.
Yeah, he just wants to shoot shit, not have a big dick.
Oh, poor guy.
He just wanted to shoot a fucking squirrel. Now I have to walk around with a hard-on for 20 hours.
I'm sure they could easily sell all that shit online.
They could turn that around for a hefty profit. And get
probably
his...
a lot more than what his paintball thing costs.
Yeah. Sell it at school, kid.
Yeah, stand on the street and sell Viagra to old men. You'd sell it so quickly.
Sell it by the lockers. Sell your other 14-year-old buddies. Go, hey.
No, but you don't need...
You don't know. You're right. Yeah.
That'd be so
half the
dangerous.
Fucking time they're already walking around with a boner in their fucking hardcover textbooks in front of their pants. It's what you do. That's how you hide it.
Yeah.
That's what I had to do. It's embarrassing. Embarrassing stuff.
I thought it was funny.
Girls, it's funny because guys would try to hide it, but the girls always knew, right? It's like, yeah, okay, he's just going to walk up the class... with his book in front of his dick the whole time.
I never thought about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, shall we get out of here? Sound good?
Whatever you say, boss.
I'm the boss. I am things.
You're tip-tap-tip master.
I'm the thing.
thank you for listening to another episode of Tip Tap Tip. We are sorry that we were not able to do a show on Sunday, but thank you for listening to this show. We be driving.
We be driving indeed. Holy shit. We be driving out of town and then driving back.
If anybody has any interesting stories, could be about anything, anything you want, getting picked up in the parking lot, I don't know, driving, stories that you might have, or even just, you know, if you saw a movie and you're like, holy shit, that was so good, you know, you can just let us know what you saw or whatever. Whatever you want to share, totally. Send us an email, info@tiptaptip.com. You do not have to leave your name. You don't have to leave anything. You can just send us an email.
If you are a European man and you were hit on by Catherine Chloe Cahoon.
Oh, fuck, that'd be awesome.
Tell us the story. We want to know your side of the story, what she's really like. If she's as a bit of a nutball as she seems in the videos. info@tiptaptip.com.
Yes. Or if you're a European man and you have funny stories about tourists hitting on you, American tourists, yeah, or wherever, that would be funny too.
Yeah, just let us know. Because I'm sure
it would be interesting for other people to hear.
Yep. If you like the show, let other people know about the show. Tell them to listen to it. Go to our website. Go to iTunes. Download it 100 times, 1,000,000 times. The more.
Go to our Facebook page.
Yeah, because we post our videos on there too. So if you want to see the fucking weird version of the Dancing with the Stars porno clip that we apparently played, we'll be posting it there as well as on our site. That's it for now. We will be catching you on Sunday. Yeah.
Unless I have my book club, I'm not sure.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck me.
In the afternoon, we'll do it, right?
Maybe.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Eric, Rochelle, bye.
Rochelle.
Yeah.
Says bye.
Okay,